SLB Radio in Pittsburgh presents From There to Here. Stories of men and women born in other countries who now live in Pittsburgh.
I was born in Zambia.
In Chile.
Taiwan.
I moved to the U.S. from Iran when I was 11 years old.
In Turkey, military service is compulsory. Every young man has to serve, and there is no age limit. You cannot run away from it.
When I was growing up, my mom's parents lived with us in the same house. It's very common in Ukraine. And my dad's parents.
The good part of being an immigrant is that you meet people from all over the world, which are in the same situation as you.
On this episode, Clara Phillips. Clara recounts her childhood in Brazil, covering everything from collecting and cooking ants with her family to witnessing unique aspects of poverty in the country. Here's Clara's story.
Hi, my name is Clara Phillips. I was born in Brazil in 1981. I have two brothers. When my older brother was about 3 years old, we got a nanny to take care of him. And this nanny, she still lives with my mom now. So she's been with us for about 35 years. So I kind of have two moms. And then I have my dad. They both live in now an apartment right by the beach. Very, very warming, caring parents. I just love them, learn a lot from them. Just having fun, you know, like meeting all the people and see all my cousins. I think the most important thing about my family was the relationship I had with my cousins. We always get together. We had a really big family. My grandma actually had 17 children. Actually, 9 of them still alive today. All of them, most of them had children. So I have a lot of cousins. And that's the best part of, you know, the family. In Brazil, it's a little bit different from my experience living actually in USA, how people trace their history. In Brazil, we don't trace that as much as I see people doing here. I do wish that I knew a bit more about my grandparents. I do know that we have most, you know, my side is came from Portugal. That's probably why I'm so pale, because people in Brazil, some people are very a mix. My grandma, she was a tough lady. She didn't show much her love that she had for us until she was really, maybe the last 3 years that she started actually getting closer to her granddaughters and grandsons. It's funny to say, even though my mom is very loving and my grandma wasn't. You know, we're very huggy people in Brazil and kiss, and my grandma didn't have that. In my childhood, I remember growing up with my two brothers. They were very adventurous, and then I always follow them when they go out to hunt for ants, and we eat them. It was actually really cool because we go into where the ants coming out. So these really large ants that had wings, when they come out of the mountain, they would start flying, and we had to have fabric to just take them down. And when take them down, we have to pick them and put in like a container. And we used to do that pretty often, you know, when the season for that kind of ant will come. And then we'll bring home, we take all the wings out, and then we fry them and we all eat together. The ants taste really good. And then there are people actually that eat without even cooking. I actually try these chips once. Can't remember the name. It's like a green chips. They kind of remind me a little bit of the flavor, not the texture of it, but it's very crunchy. The part that I live is on the north part of Brazil. It's like a tip of Brazil, just below the equator line, and it's very warm. I lived about 2 hours away from the beach, but I did when I was younger. I used to go all the time, spending my vacation in the beach, and I just love it being warm the whole time. I think the most hard part living in Brazil is actually seeing poverty. That's something that I can really compare to things that is different here in USA. In Brazil, sometimes you go walk by and you see a whole family just living on the streets. And I remember when I was a kid, we used to go like into the neighbors. So we knocked on the door and asked for food, and we collect this food. And during Christmas time, we'd have like a whole feast, yes, that we can give to these people that couldn't have any food. We would go and give it to them. The reason I came to the U.S. was because I want to learn English. So when I was in Brazil, I had some friends that could speak English. And, you know, my native language is actually Portuguese. So I always had this desire to learn the language. And I said, well, the best way is probably just moving to the USA. Just learning English. I was 19 years old when I moved to Florida. I went there to live with a good friend of mine that was also from Brazil. And she said, you know, come here, transfer your school here and start learning English. And then I went to college and start learning photography. I've been a long-term student. I think we always will be forever. But my first job actually in America, because I didn't speak English, I start to work in a factory that I had to just fold it boxes. So I don't have to talk to anybody. They just show me what to do and I just start folding boxes. That lasts me for about 2 weeks. And then I decided to look for something else when I started kind of learning a little bit the language. So I went and they start waitressing and I learned a lot of how to talk to people. And then after that, from Florida, I moved to Pittsburgh and I start working as community outreach. So right now I do community outreach for the Create Lab at Carnegie Mellon University. My house right now that I live in here in Pittsburgh, I think I make warm enough to make me feel comfortable and it's like homey, like having a hammock in my house, having artwork around my house that reminds me of Brazil, having pictures of my family. In Pittsburgh, the people are very kind and I really enjoy living here because in Brazil, people are also very kind. The people that surrounded me while I was in Brazil. So I think this can be something that I can compare. Something very different that I see is, again, you don't see people outside begging, like kids, children begging for food. In Brazil, you see that, which is very sad to see. And here, thank goodness, we don't see children on the street begging for food. So I think this is a big difference. Music's very different. In America, you don't see as much music from different parts of the world. In Brazil, you introduce to many, many different music from different parts of the world. I would advise people that move to a different country is to understand that you are experiencing a whole different culture. Take as much as you can, you know, learn from the people you're around. I think that's actually what I did and why I live well here is because I took as much as I could, learning listen to the music that people listen to, understanding the food, visit museums, libraries, go to people's house to understand how people live.
This episode is based on interviews conducted by Harrison, John Marco, and Eric from Winchester Thurston School. To learn more about SLB Radio, visit slbradio.org.